Okay. Back here at Drake Stadium in Des Moines, we are with another state champion, the Pedlar Christian Girls 4x200 meter relay team, defending their state title. Lexi, the first time you've gotten to bring home one of those pink flags, what does it mean to you to bring that home?
It's just amazing. I'm so thankful for the opportunities that God has given me, and just to run alongside these girls is the biggest honor that I could receive. So I'm just so grateful for them and the way that they have improved me for an athlete. And I'm just grateful for all of our hard work because it paid off.
Rachel, defending this title after a strong start to the weekend yesterday, taking first in the qualifying for the 100-meter dash. What does it mean to be able to bring home another pink flag here at Drake Stadium?
I'm just so honored that I'm able to run with these girls. It's almost like you don't even really have to worry as much because I just know that if I hand it off to the next girl, they're gonna bring it home for me. So it's just such an honor to bring this home for my school.
Amaya, same thing. What does it mean to be able to defend this title, bring back one of those pink flags back to Eagle A and once again?
Yeah, it's just been truly amazing, and I just love to give credit to all these athletes out here. A lot of hard work is put into this, and all the coaches and everything. I'm just so proud of these girls. They work hard daily, and it's such an honor to watch them.
And Meredith Anker in this one, 200 has kind of become the sweet spot for you on the track. What does it mean to be able to capture this pink flag and bring it back home with you for the second year in a row?
Oh man, I just really love that blue curve over there, and it really, we've all said it, which is a testament to what a blessed team this is, and we just all, it's such an honor that we get to work together just to point the glory to God, and truly we've all worked so hard, but at the end of the day, it's all God's grace that we're here, and we just couldn't be more thankful.
All right, now a question for all of you here. The weekend's not done for the Eagle Girls. Still in pursuit of that team title, and very exciting. What's the thing you're looking forward to most about getting more opportunities to go out there, score more points to help the Eagles bring home a potential state title later this week weekend?
I'm looking forward to the open one. That's my second time running that at state, making the final. So I'm looking forward to that, hopefully. Placing, and yeah, I'm looking forward to every event with these girls. I run with them both a couple more times. So
before I go to Rachel here, you will place because you are top eight. So just so you remember that.
That's my bad.
I'm just giving you a hard time, but Rachel, what are you looking forward to most about the rest of the weekend?
I'd say I'm looking forward to the 4x1. I haven't ran it yet at state, and I just kind of love anchoring it, and I love the competitiveness of that race, and I'm really excited to run against some great competition in that.
I would say, of course, I'm looking forward to my races, but I'm also looking forward to Saturday and watching these girls finish what they've started.
Oh my goodness, I was just talking about this with my family so much yesterday. Like, yes, we're going for a team title. Yes, we're going for these little flags. But, like, the thing that we really take home at the end of the day is, like, the memories we're making and the joy we have from this sport and just the glory we can point to God, because nothing is more fulfilling than that. And, yeah.
Girls, congratulations on the 4x2 title. Looking forward to talking with you about a few more titles, hopefully, throughout the rest of the weekend. But, again, appreciate the time as always.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was the Pedlar Christian Girls 4x200 meter relay team here at Drake Stadium in Des Moines for the 2025 State Track and Field Meet.